Lively bus tonight, Sid.
Perfect.
And we'd like to start off tonight with some new treatments of some old evergreens. Now, we've got the music, and I'm sure you all know the words, so come on, everybody.
Why are our hearts beating harder?
Everybody!
It's back to the farm.
It's back to the farm. Where we'll see mother and father.
Come on now.
It's back to the farm.
It's back to the farm.
I think we're losing them.
We never had them.
Old Cousin John, Uncle Mose, Annie Mame, they will all look the same and be so glad we came. We'll have those corn pones and ham from the larder. It's back to the farm. It's back to the farm.
Hey. There now, wasn't that fun?
What do we do now?
Lost Disc Radio.
Jim E. Knight.
You gotta be kidding me. Yeah, you gotta be kidding me, man. Tonight, here we are live with that kind of action going round and round tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. Yeah, man, it's gonna be this kind of action all night long tonight. Well, all right, but at least for the next hour here tonight, man, we're making the rounds live. On February 3rd, okay, it's just the 3rd, February 3rd of 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim E. Knight sitting in with you here. Oh, let's get the microphone levels up there, folks. Don't know. Okay, maybe you didn't hear anything I said, but I'm not going to say it again. You'll have to go back and listen to the replay. Tonight, folks, it is February 3rd of 2006.
I can give them a recap.
And
like.
Dr. Doc Brown is over here. Go ahead, Doc. Tell him what's what.
Yeah, basically, he just said that we're back on live again after the self-imposed hiatus.
Yes.
To express our creative feelings.
Yeah. Well, hey, look.
Among other things.
A lot of crap is...
You had some artistic projects.
Some artistic projects got in the way, you know. Folks... It's come to my attention tonight here in the studio with some of our revelers in the studio. Right? And these folks are coming in and they're like, you know, hanging out, they're having some beers and they're doing some stuff. And then someone turns to me and says, hey, it's too bad about Mickey Dolenz, right? And I said, say it again. And they're like, well, you know, Mickey Dolenz, that guy that was in the Monkees. I said, yeah, I know who he was, but what happened to him? And they said, well, I don't know. I thought you would know. I said, I don't know. Did something happen to Mickey Dolenz? And they're like, yes. And I said, well, what happened? They said, I don't know. We figured you would know. You're the guy that's running the show here. I said, if something happened.
So, yeah, people, tell us what happened.
If something happened to Mickey Dolenz and you know about it, you got to email us tonight and tell us what happened. You got to get on the email tonight. It's lost at wbcq.us. And apparently, you know, you might find it in the news. Maybe someone could go on the Google search right now and check it out for us on the news groups. That's it. Mickey Dolenz saw his shadow.
6 more weeks of winter. He saw his shadow.
6 more weeks of reruns.
Plowking is very happy about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a some of the people in the studio here tonight are some of your old favorites. Not just Dr. Doc Brown, but the Plow King is in the studio. He's not been around much.
Plow King's back. Plowking. 6 more weeks of winter. If you're happy I'm here, give me a hell yeah and an email.
All right, folks, get in on it.
You heard him.
Give him a hell yeah, because he's not been around. He hasn't had much work to do yet this season. It's been a very mild winter here in Connecticut where we do the studios. And even up in Monticello, Maine, where you're digging us off the shortwave radio transmitter now on 7.415 megahertz and 5.110 megahertz. Ladies and gentlemen, we come to you every Friday night like this for your underground shortwave alternative music thing that we do. And speaking of musical things that we do, we're going to kick it off now, something for Chesty. Now, we all know about our graduate intern, Chesty, because, you know, right? She's been around. She was officially with us for about 2 semesters, and then she stuck around for another 2 semesters. And now she comes in from time to time just to, you know, free beer. She has a free beer.
Oh, and she shakes things up a little bit.
And she shakes things up. And
more than that.
Whoa. And anyway, tonight, February 3rd, is Chesty's birthday. Yeah. So, folks, once again, if for nothing else, email in tonight give a shout out for the happy birthday felicitations that you want to send Chesty's way.
Chesty, if you're a good girl tonight, maybe later I'll serenade you.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now, speaking of people that have birthdays on this date, February 3rd, right? You know, y'all remember Melanie, right? Who remembers Melanie? Sing the hit, Trixie.
I got a friend,
Sorry about the feedback, folks. I was trying to get the microphone up so you could hear. She's singing that song, you know, I got a brand new pair of roller skates and she got a brand new key and there's, you know, things happening. Well, that, you know, that Melanie, there, She was at Woodstock. Right, exactly. And that's where we're going tonight, man. It's Chesty's birthday. It is Melanie's birthday, apparently. Here she is live tonight, man, from Woodstock in the 69 on the Lost Discs radio show.
Beautiful people, you live in the same world as I do, but somehow I never noticed you before today. I'm ashamed to say, beautiful people, we share the same back door and it isn't bright. We never met before, but then we may never meet again. If I weren't afraid laugh at me, I would run and take all of your hands, and I'll gather everyone together for a day, and when we're gathered, I'll guess what untowed they'd say. Beautiful people, oh, you'll never have to be alone, there'll always be someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. Beautiful people, you ride the same subway as I do every morning. Well, that's gotta tell you something. Got so much in common. I go the same direction you do. So if you take care of me, maybe I'll take care of you. Beautiful people, you look like friends of mine, and it's about time someone said it here and now. I make a vow that sometime, somehow, I'll have a meeting, invite everyone you know. I'll pass out buttons for the ones who come to show. Beautiful people, ever, ever have to be alone, because there'll always be someone with the same button on as you. Include him in everything you do. He may be sitting right next to you. He may be a beautiful, wet people too. And if you take care of him, well then maybe he'll take care of you. 'Cause all of the beautiful people do, and I'm a beautiful, wet people too.
Melody.
Lost Discs Radio.
That's one I think is absolutely knockout. I hope that you agree. Our studio audience certainly liked it very much. Now let's go over to our very distinguished lineup of guests tonight. A gal who's got a record riding very high in the charts at the moment. Let's see what Yvonne thinks.
Well, no, I don't think it'll be a hit because it's too, you know, samey. And I liked the bit where it went, da, 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 you know, at the beginning. But then I thought, oh, it's going to be great. But then after that, well, no, I don't think so. It's too samey.
I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I tried hard to know, but I think I never tried enough. sitting one day by myself, and I'm thinking what could be wrong, when this funny little hedgehog comes running up to me and it starts up to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. Every day when the sun go down and the evening is so very still, many fine girl I've held in my arms, and I hope there's many more that I will. But just when everything is going fine and absolutely nothing is wrong, this funny little hedgehog's always around, and every time he wants to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. One day when the moon was full, I thought I might settle down, found myself a pretty little girl, and I stopped all my running around. But just when the preacher come along and he's just gonna pop on the ring, this funny little hedgehog comes running down the aisle. I don't have to tell you what he did sing. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I've tried hard to know, but I think I've never tried enough. But now I'll be looking all my days, and it isn't just me I gotta please. There's this funny little hedgehog who's always around, and the only words he ever sings to me are these. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song.
It's too samey. I don't think it'll be a hit. No, definitely.
Lost Discs Radio.
See how flat that is?
I dig dangling participles. I like misspelled words. I don't know the difference between adjectives and verbs. I thought the predicate nominative was a term in politics. So I guess it ain't no wonder that I get my tenses mixed. I don't care about no brown cows unless they's my own. Don't care about no rain in Spain, it's a long way from my home. I'm just a farmer and farming's all I know. I've never seen a sentence that'd make a melon grow. I dig dangling participles, I like misspelled words. I can't see no difference between adjectives and verbs. Well, the school year passed and I didn't, so I got a farm instead. And now I own about 500 acres and a good 2,000 head. Folks in town don't seem to mind that I don't talk so nice, 'cause when I go to market, I always get my price. And the profits of these last few years was kinda high, you see. So when I can, I buy some stock in local industry, where the executives don't get to talk too much. I dig dangling partners.
participles, I like misspelled words. I don't know the difference between adjectives and verbs. I'm just a farmer, and farming's all I know. And you know, I ain't never seen a sentence that'd make a melon grow.
Yeah, that's the stuff. That's the kind of questions you want to be asking yourself on a night like tonight, man. That's the incredible sounds of the Harper Valley PTA. Yeah. No, you know the song, Harper Valley PTA, but there was also a group of the same name on the same record label, Plantation Records label, tonight out of 1968, making the rounds with I Dig Dangling Participles. Sure. Go ahead, Doc. Say something.
Now, did that have anything to do with being Chessie's birthday spectacular? I heard him mention melons in there.
Yes. See? Okay. That kind of night it's going to be fun. Before that, of course, it was the Incredible String Band out of 1967 with a Hedgehog song out of their incredible album, The 5,000 Spirits of the Layers of the Onion. And before that, we kicked off that set, of course, with Melanie, because today, February 3rd, happens to be Melanie's birthday. You know, Melanie Sofka, who played Woodstock, among other things. And tonight is also Chesty's birthday.
Hey, Jimmy, when do you know...
Yeah, well, quit blowing out the board there.
Yeah, well, you got to adjust some levels over there. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but geez, get with the program.
Okay, I've been too drinking too hard. Go ahead.
I want to know something. Who was famous who was born on your birthday?
Roger Waters of Pink Floyd.
Really? You know who was born on my birthday?
Go ahead. What?
Brian Wilson.
No, he wasn't.
Absolutely.
Get out of here.
100%.
Did you know about this whole time that we've been talking about and going to see Brian Wilson and the whole thing? Man.
I've always felt a connection to that man.
That's fantastic, man. I mean, that's really fantastic.
Yeah. So we got Roger Waters.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Roger
fantastic.
Waters, Brian Wilson, and Melanie.
We're doing all right here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, now, all right. Speaking of people that are all right, people keep emailing in suddenly, and that's cool. And that whole problem with Mickey Dolenz maybe has been solved. We've heard now from good old Chris in East Tennessee, and he tells us, well, the only Mickey Dolenz news that he can find in the current events is that Mickey Dolenz has a new children's book being published.
That's horrible.
Yeah, sometimes... That could be the career equivalent of a train wreck.
And also, did he do? We don't ask questions like that. Okay. Now here's Mike. You remember Mike from Keswick, Ontario? Doc, he's emailed in the past.
Is he one of the guys who helped us get into syndication?
Yeah, right. He's one of the guys that's glad that we're on syndication up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, on the incredible sounds of 97.5 FM.
It's our satellite
downtown
station.
Halifax. For all you kids, you know, whether they're up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. or whenever we're on up there. And then, of course, wherever else we're on in Winnipeg, Manitoba, on some other FM station, which we don't know the frequency of. No, Mike in Keswick, Ontario is on the road. Tonight he's emailing us from Norcross, Georgia. And for the next, nowhere near Canada. And for the next 5 weeks,
he stopped in on his way down.
He's going to be bumming around Texas. He says visiting friends, and this guy would like to use our airtime to give a shout out to his friend, and he's going to use our airtime and the 50,000 powerful watts of WBCQ, which you can't hear on the shortwave radio tonight, because of propagation. He's going to use all of that power and money. That we spend to say hi to his friend Ken in Scarborough, who he knows is listening. All right, well, I'll tell you what then, Ken. You better email us in after doing, you know, come on, you know, this is our nickel here, buddy. You want to get in on the action? It's not free. You got to at least send in an email. Folks, it's lost@wbcq.us for the email. Cosmic Debris chimes in. He's saying happy birthday, Chesty. Give us a little section. He's catching us on 5110 kilohertz down there in Maryland. Did it do? Man, you got to stick around and catch his show tomorrow night on Saturday.
I have an idea.
And wait, and Jay Johnson. Good old JJJ Johnson. He's getting no shortwave signal, just like the rest of us here on the shortwave. But he's going to download the show. He hopes that LF Midwood will keep the archives going. He blew up. And what? Oh, God, I don't know what he's talking about, and I think that whatever. We'll come back to that later.
Hey, I have a quick one for Ken there, if Ken's been listening.
Yeah, what?
Ken? Ken? Okay, you can now do that. If you really have been listening and you really are Ken,
listen up, Ken.
You can tell Dr. Doc Brown when his birthday is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. See, look it up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
The
huh?
whole Brian Wilson thing of it there. Yeah.
Roger Waters. You can
now,
Jimmy Nice. Right.
Now, speaking of people being born, a lot of people were dying during the past month while we were off the air, Doc. People that we should be talking about. Okay. I'm going to go down the list, okay? First of all, yeah. Shelley Winters.
Yeah. Wow, it's been that long?
Number two,
Jeez.
Martin Denny. Why is that exciting? Bob, why is that exciting?
He's got two. He's got two first names.
Mr. Bob Dabalina is sitting on the couch over there, folks, and he will tell you that Martin Denny was the creator of a genre known as exotica. Eh? Eh?
What?
I think I saw that movie once.
Eh? Okay. That, no, not the rated X movie. No, of the same name. Also, Wilson Pickett. What about Wilson Pickett?
Yeah, that was very recently.
That's okay. Now, come on, people. It's not funny. What about Lou Rawls?
What was funny? Why would it be funny? I was laughing.
Okay. So these people... Now, we're going to... Tonight, for the rest of the birthday spectacular show here, you know, because that part of the show is sort of winding down, I guess.
We're going to...
Yeah?
It's not all about you.
Oh, well, and then, of course, February 3rd, of course, is the famous anniversary of Buddy Holly's death and the big fat whopper. Who was that guy in the plane that died?
The big whopper.
Buddy Holly and the big fat whopper guy.
And
Chantilly Lace.
And La Bamba.
And the La Bamba guy. Right, there's Richie Valens. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Now, we all know Martin Denny because here, I got a record on the turntable right now. And Martin Denny's most famous thing is a thing called Quiet Village, which was actually such a big hit in like 1959 that we can't really even play it on the show. But here's a little bit of it here off the record. I don't know if you know this one, Bob. Right, you know this one? Okay. This is what started it all off, folks. He's got all these like crickets and jungle noises going, right? All right. So this is the Quiet Village Liberty Records label. I think it's like 1959. Okay. And he's got all these jungle noises, and it's supposed to be a quiet village. You get it? Okay. So we're gonna turn this down here for a second.
That was a hit?
That was a huge monster hit. And what happened was, somewhere along the way, as people do, they put out sort of an answer record to that, which is the Not-So-Quiet Village. And this is true. I have it here in my hand off the Allied Records label, also out of 1959, by some anonymous guy named Orlando. And you'll get the joke if you... follow along carefully, folks, exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
all, then, has caused all of our troubles.
We're listening to Max Frost, President of the United States. Max Frost at 14, a rock and roll singer. At 16, a multimillionaire. And at 24, president. Max Frost's youth platform sent the kids to the polls and him to the White House.
Give me the laws! Give me the power!
You've been listening to Max Frost, youngest president in history. His policy, amend the Constitution. His aim, install all citizens over 30 in old age camps. Never has the U.S. had a president like Max Frost, and God help you if you're over 30. The voting age is now 14. Wild in the Streets, starring Shelley Winters, Christopher Jones, Diane Varsi, Hal Holbrook, Richard Pryor, and guest star Ed Begley, is the most daring motion picture ever made. Wild in the Streets. If you're under 30, you'll want to see it. If you're over 30, you better see it.
Lost Discs Radio.
You big stupid idiot.
Oh, really?
Dig it, man. Dig it.
Yeah, dig the
it.
Lost Discs radio show is on.
Another hour of music.
Recommend this to you, whatever your age.
Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs!
Hit Parade yesterday!
I was born in a dump. My mama died and my daddy got drunk. He left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. I grew up in a rusty shack. All I own was hanging on my back. The Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road.
but it's a home, yeah. The only life I've ever known. And the Lord knows I love Tobacco Road. Well, now you got Tommy Stewart on the piano again, folks.
LOST@WPCQ.US.
Come on! Yeah!
gotta email us.
Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
Right now.
Email us.
Woo! Get on the computer.
Yeah. Email us.
We're on live tonight.
Lost at WBCQ.
Yes.
Email us.
One in every two swinging chicks prefers Jimmy Knight and Dr. Doc Brown to your regular shortwave DJs.
You keep forgetting if a girl is 6 feet 5 inches tall, she's bound to have special problems.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
She is fantastic, fantastic.
Yeah, man. Sure enough, it is Chesty's birthday, and people are going nuts, man. They're emailing in, and they're saying, howdy, howdy, howdy. There's Frank down in North Carolina just emailed in tonight. Good old Frank. What's his name? Frank emails in, and he's saying, happy birthday. Please, please. He says, please. He actually does. He says, please send our best birthday wishes to Miss Chesty tonight from the foothills of North Carolina. How about that, Chesty?
Thanks so much, Frank. Hey, I'm having a great birthday. Thank you so much, Jimmy and Doc and everybody here in the studio. This has been fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Chesty, now, of course, one of the things that we'd like to do from time to time, as much as we can, is we let you go through the 45s. And don't just sort them and put them in order like as is your job, but you can pick one out and spin it on the air for us tonight. And what is your chick pick tonight?
You know, before I talk about my chick pick, I just have to say that it is a little bit of a mess in the studio. But I brought a record to say it's by the Interns. How great is that?
Yeah, how great is that? Ladies and gentlemen, the Interns, a British beat thing out of 1965. For our college intern, Chesty. Yeah, man. Exclusively tonight on Lost Discs Radio Show. Jimmy Knight here, and I want to let you all in on the ground floor of something really big for 2006. It's the George W. Bush Big Brother Program.
Shame on you.
Yes, friends, your government is spying on you again, but this time it's with the added comfort of George W. Bush as Big Brother.
Shame on you.
But the best thing about this new, exciting domestic spying operation is you're already enrolled. That's right. The George W. Bush Big Brother program isn't just for kids. It's for adults and seniors, too. In fact, just your being an American citizen guarantees your personal liberties will be safely monitored and evaluated up to 24 hours a day. And best of all, it's free! Plus, the George W. Bush Big Brother program knows no boundaries. All citizens, regardless of race, creed, religion, sexual orientation, or national origin are automatically included in the program. We know that you'll love that this program is so forward-thinking and far-reaching. Why, even if your family life is well intact, we think that everybody can benefit from the George W. Bush Big Brother program. Don't think about it.
Don't worry about
it. Don't even act today. It's already happening. You're already enrolled. And as an added bonus, those American citizens who have nothing to hide anyway are eligible for a 6x4-foot poster of President Bush himself, suitable for framing and inspiring to all. So sit back, relax. Why not open your eyes wide in front of your favorite TV show and enjoy some downtime, because you're a true patriot. The George W. Bush Big Brother program is risk-free and guaranteed.
Shame on you.
Don't you know that's against the law?
Not my law. My law says, groove, baby. So stay up and don't come down.
Look up yonder in the sky now. What is that, I pray? It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a man insane. It's my president, LBJ. He's flying high, way up in the sky, just like Superman. But I have got a little piece of kryptonite. Yes, I'll bring it back to land. Said, come out, Lyndon, with your hands held high. Drop your guns, baby, and reach for the sky. I've got you surrounded and you ain't got a chance. Send you back to Texas, make you work on your ranch, yeah. Yeah. Make you work on your ranch, yeah, yeah.
See Shelley Winters.
Baby, you're gonna get it like you never got it before. My way.
What a weekend on WBCQ, great worldwide radio. And there's more to go.
It's the Detachable Discs radio show.
Man, we're really swinging on the planet. A Lost Discs radio show.
See how flat that is?
Yes! And we don't need any help from you!
After children first learn to walk well, they try hopping and skipping just for fun. Here's some hopping and skipping music if you'd like to hop and skip.
Pittsburgh and it's raining.
Yeah, sitting in the subway here complaining about your girl, let me say it. Don't talk now, I feel so bad. Where she goes, that's where I follow. Her trail took me down to Chicago. Got to stop this old inside. Why my little girl say bye-bye? Raining. Yeah, I'm sitting in the subway here complaining. That little girl who left me said, don't talk now, I feel so bad.
What's important for me is that Jimmy's there. Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy Knight!
Oh, far out.
Ah.
It's Jimmy Knight.
Everybody has fun.
Man, everybody's having fun tonight on the Lost Disc Radio Show. We having fun. Some kind of fun, you know, for Chesty's birthday. People emailing in, folks, to the program tonight. We are live on February 3rd, 2006, if you can dig this action. And sure enough, Ken from Toronto emailed in after all. You know, his friend Mike, who's traveling around down south here in these United States. He wanted to say, give a shout out there, hi, to his friend Ken up in Toronto. And we're like, well, okay, well, all right. So where's Ken? And sure enough, Ken emails in tonight, folks. And he would like to say hi to Mike back, you see, and his lady Linda. That's Linda with a Y. Yeah. Just like we're discs with a C. Yeah. And also he says, this is Ken now. He looked it up and he said, we all know that Doc's birthday, Dr. Doc Brown's birthday, is June 20th.
Yeah. That is correct.
Hey, peace and love, you know, from those cats up in Toronto.
We'll have to have a party in June. Hey, I just wanted to say something, too. Casey Kasem would be proud now that the Lost Disc radio station were doing long-distance dedications.
Yeah. Hey, keep reaching for the stars, Doc. Come on. All right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is Chesty's birthday, and I think Doc has a special surprise on deck, you know?
Yeah, I got a little something up my sleeve.
Yeah, okay.
I've been waiting all year. I've been practicing pretty hard for this.
Okay, get out your axe there, man.
Okay, let me just get this going here. All right. Oh, birthday, oh, happy birthday. Oh, I'm so very proud of you. Oh, happy birthday from Doc Brown to you. Cha-cha-cha.
Oh, yeah! Zimmer! Woo! Okay. Well, if you're going to... Doc, if
yeah,
you
I'll just do it for real.
Doc,
here.
Go ahead. Yeah. Do it for real.
I'll just do it for real. I'll give
real.
You a nice little happy birthday. That other one was a little something experimental. Right, here you go. Here, Chesty, this is for you. Okay.
Yeah, man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Woo!
true. That's Dr. Doc
Jesse's
Brown.
Birthday.
Playing live in the studio tonight. Come on, strum it for us, Doc, in the background.
Come on, there's only so much I can do over here.
Woo! Yeah! All right. Ooh,
sometimes it's
yeah.
hard to talk and play at the same time. That's been my problem for a long, long time.
Well, Doc.
That's why I worked out that little. I've been working that little cucaracha thing for ages.
It's always much more exciting when you bring your axe, man. Folks, you've been digging the Lost Discs radio show here tonight.
Doc, I give that happy birthday to boobs.
Ooh, Landon.
Wow.
Right. Wow.
Two boobs.
Yeah, it's getting hot in the studio here tonight, folks. Wow.
Two boobs up.
Talk about February sunshine. All right. Folks, it's, you know, I know it's been a mild winter. What, Plow King?
It's been a very mild winter, Jimmy. Tough on work, you know, kind of bouncing around.
Yeah.
Still side jobs here and there.
Yeah, man.
You know, I was dating somebody. She left me for another woman.
Yeah. Well, so, the nipples don't get as hard when it's not cold.
No. It's been quiet, you know, just trying to make ends meet.
That's all right. You know, you do what you can, but it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, Jimmy. You know, I've been around. You know, it's been tough.
Somebody emailed in the past couple months.
Come on.
Specifically looking for the Plow King.
Really?
Yeah. Someone.
I didn't think I had fans.
They're listening to our shows like on downloads. You know, they go to our archive. They get on the internet. They go to our website there. Give it to them, Doc. What's the website address?
The Lost Disc Radio Show at tripod.com, something like that.
Hey, it's in cyberspace somewhere.
Yeah, it's Lost.
Hey, what? No. Why would I know? Seeing as though all the reruns that get played are ones where I'm not in them.
Well, dude.
Thus the emails to the Plow King, et cetera, et cetera.
Dude, you got to show
calm
up.
Down, Doc. It's okay.
You got to
okay.
show up for the shows, man. You've got to.
It just so happens that the three shows I've missed get repeated over and over and over.
All right. So. All right, if that's what you want to believe, folks.
It's the boo's talking.
Yes, somebody's talking. We were digging the incredible sounds, of course, of the interns that kicked off that set, and that was Chesty's chick pick for the week, you know. And then Country Joe and the Fish was giving us Super Bird. And because after that, of course, it was The Outcasts with I'm in Pittsburgh. You know, I'm in Pittsburgh.
Go Steelers!
And it's raining. Go Steelers!
Go Steelers!
Folks, are you...
Terrible towel,
baby! All right, that's Plow King. Is that your pick for the Super Bowl?
I'm going
Plow King's pick.
What's Plow King's pick?
Plow King's pick for the Super Bowl. We need, like, a music intro for that. Let's try it again.
This is it.
Plow King's pick for the Super Bowl.
Go ahead.
Plow King is feeling the Pittsburgh Steelers. The bus is going to be all over the place. He will walk off Ford Field with the W. That's my pick for Plow King's pick for the Super Bowl.
You heard it, folks. Nope. Yeah, the Plow King picks Pittsburgh.
Oh,
I think that's the four P's.
Well, you know what? You got to have your terrible towel ready to clean up the mess after that, okay? That's all I got to say. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you've been digging it. You should drop an email to lost@wbcq.us. That's open all the time for questions and comments and requests. And, of course, drop it in the analog mail to Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, and we'll be sure to dig you next week live in the month of February 2006 over WBCQ, the planet, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America.